So, yeah, as all of you know, I've been married for a long time, and every single day I marvel at the depth of what that means and just the simple, ordinary connection and connectivity that is so unlike every fantasy I ever had about married life, but so infinitely more likable, so rich with total treasure and just total connection, beautiful connection, caring. Yeah. With my children, I can remember as a young mother just feeling like I didn't know what to do. Here I was all of a sudden, even though I had been the oldest of six children, I had no idea what to do. Here was this human being. I had no idea what to do. I was totally in love, but I still had no idea what to do. And even everything I'd learned, all the good role modeling and all of that, it did nothing for me, you know, in that moment, because it was moment-to-moment interaction. And so I became overwhelmed with the need to be a perfect mother. That was, I would say, one of my most afflictive points of view. And it was in the early days, 40 years ago, of books about parenting and that kind of thing. So just reading every single one of those. But it still boiled down to moment-to-moment interaction. What was going to happen then, and what would best inform that interaction. I am so glad the great Mother Clarity took care of it all. Otherwise, I would be a real busybody, I'm sure. However, by complete assurance of my own clarity, I was able to see the clarity potential in my children, to know that that is their ground, that I can completely confirm that, but they are completely responsible for recognizing their own clarity. I cannot do that for them. So these are just a couple of examples from my own life, one with my husband and one with my children, and now the eight grandchildren. Is that, well, I would really be an overwhelmed busybody without clarity. Yeah, so anyway, the whole process of living, whatever it is, whatever our interactions are, it boils down to the here and now. And so if I come to those situations with a lot of expectations of what they will be, then it's certain to be dashed. However, if I come to the here and now with clarity, then my expectation is always confirmed. Clarity, clarity, clarity. No need to think about it. Just simple, ordinary, direct, enhancing all relationships here and now. This is where we're at. This is where we're at. Yeah, we're never anywhere other than that. And that's true for everyone, whether they're a loved one or not. For everyone, the soothability of each moment is clarity. That's the soothability. That's the ability to thrive. That's the resilience in every single point of view. Clarity only. Self arising from within each point of view. Not a band-aid to be applied to points of view. Band-aids fall off. Clarity is inseparable, warming all points of view, just like sunlight warms the air. It warms all kinds of air, cold air, hot air, all kinds of air. It rests on everything equally. Yeah. There's no rush, you know, just the here and now, whatever it is. It does burst open all points of view, whatever they are, positive, negative, or neutral. But in that, we get to see everything clearly. That's good. It's the only way to go.